We want to get on to the good news that's right. happening in the economy.
Thanks, Femi.
Because we know there's lots of tough times, right? We know that Wall Street is hurt and the housing and financial markets and so on. But there's one industry.
So you found a happy story?
There's one industry that's enjoying some really good times. John, you know what that is?
I believe that's something from Mario Brothers, Super Mario Brothers.
Yeah, just because you read it.
I actually know
from a video game, Super Mario Brothers. You're right. The video game industry is booming, pulling in $19 billion last year. And to put that in context, that's more than twice what Hollywood's box office brought in. Nick Chester, editor-in-chief of the gaming website, Destructoid.com, is joining us. And why is the gaming industry doing so well, Nick?
Well, I don't know. I mean, you just said, you know, they're beating Hollywood out right now. I mean, when you go see a movie, I just saw a movie last week, I think, with my kid. It cost me like $50 between, you know, three tickets, one for me, one for my wife, one for my son. Then popcorn was $25 or whatever it was. You know, for $50, I only got an hour and a half, 2 hours worth of entertainment. You go to a GameStop, you go into a Best Buy, any place like that to pick up a video game for $50, you could play it for 35, 40 hours if you wanted to.
So I got a picture of you sitting on your couch with your family playing Doom all night? Is that what you do?
Yeah, pretty much. Me and my 10-year-old son, we play Doom for 45 hours straight.
45 hours? But, Nick,
story?
You probably are what most people imagine is the average gamer, right? A white male, you're a young guy, but actually it's growing in all areas. I think 38% of people who are gaming are women.
Well, yeah, it's changed a little bit. I think with the Wii, Nintendo's kind of positioned it towards a different market. You'll see a lot of older people playing video games. They were taking the Wiis into senior citizen homes and putting the Wii remotes into the hands of some non-gamers. You'll see, you know, ads in O Magazine, and you go, you know, turn on your TV and on The View and on Oprah, you'll see people playing with the Nintendo Wii.
We have a Wii takeaway game.
Oh, do you?
Yes, we do. You can actually play the game. You can actually be in our studio on Wii.
Really? How does that work exactly?
I can't wait to hear this, Nick.
I'm lying.
Yeah, he's totally making it up.
We have the technology.
But you said something that's really interesting. Two years ago, you said when you were working at GameStop that parents were coming in and buying these games for kids, but that's no longer the case so much.
I think it's changing a little bit. It's kind of hard to say because I no longer work in GameStop anymore, but just walking in there, you'll see a lot of parents come in looking for the Wii. And what you'll hear is that they'll pretend like it's for their son or their daughter, but they're really secretly interested. They really want to play Wii Sports, and they really want to play Wii Bowling, either with the family or when everybody goes to bed, they can kind of sneak down into the basement and play by themselves. I think there's something about the Wii, the technology, and the way it kind of works that's appealing to a different kind of audience now. It's not just, you know, necessarily shooting people or jumping on people's heads. It's the interface, the whole, maybe the whole exercise portion of it. Maybe people just need an excuse to move around.
Well, you know, it's interesting, Nick. In Hollywood during the Depression, it was some of the most successful years. And it sounds as though if we are going into a prolonged recession, that gaming is positioned to do what Hollywood did in the 1930s in some sense.
Yeah, I mean, that actually makes sense. If people are looking for maybe an escape or like something cheap to do. I mean, not to necessarily say gaming is cheap. It could cost anywhere from $50 to $60 to play a game. You know, but like I said, I think, you know, the perceived entertainment value of a game is a little bit different than it was a couple of years ago.
Well, thanks, Nick.
Nick Chester, real quick question for you. Have you done your taxes?
Yeah, I have. My wife handled it for me while I was playing Doom.
That's nice.
Nick Chester.
The website, I want to say it, destructoid.com.
Right.
Thank you.
All right, you're welcome, guys.